My name is Mbogu Chidera, and you're listening to the Let's Talk About Anything podcast. So guys, it's been a while since I last podcasted, and I'm back with another banger. Before I go into the topic of today, I would like to make a very, very huge shout out to one of my main G's. Omo, this guy has taught me everything I know, okay, almost everything I know about podcasting, from editing to, oh god, he has been really, really helpful in my podcasting journey. His name is Hafiz, but his friends call him Hafiz Tonova. So he has a podcast, so it's called the Chacha Music Review. You can also check it out. He reviews new music on the blog, and he tells you whether they are good enough, whether to download them, or whether to not download them. Yeah, I should check him out. He's a very, 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 very good podcaster. Anyway, so moving forward. So our topic for today is going to be embarrassing moments. So guys, I don't even know whether when God was making me, he was making embarrassment too, because the type of embarrassment, like the embarrassing moments I've had in my life, no one human being should have it. I've managed to cut down my embarrassing moments into three stages of my life. When I was in primary school, when I was in secondary school, at the university stage. So let me just go into it. So when I was in primary school, there's something we do like in my school. There's something we used to do in my school. We would go to Eagle Square for Independence Day, like for a march past. So that particular Independence Day, we went to Eagle Square for a march past. And then march past was over and everything, and our chaperone from the artist that went with us, she told us to stop drinking water, stop drinking juice, like stop drinking anything, and to go pee if we wanted to pee. I know they hear water, I did not even listen. I kept on drinking the juice I had with me. So now it was time for us to go, so we entered into the bus. I was still going quarter through the journey. I still feel very pressed. I still shouted for the back of the bus, so I feel like I want to pee. She told me we're in the middle of the express, there was no place to be. I'm like, my village people have gone. I know that one village people dead. But if I had known that, that was what I would have said. So I kept on holding it and holding it and holding it. Then we now passed a particular pothole in the middle of the express. So I don't even, this Nigeria said not tired me. Anyway, long story short, she really came out. Then I started crying. After a while, she told the bus driver, who should have told him since, so to stop for me to go pee. And then he stopped. Well, I didn't finish doing my business though. She asked me to come down, and I was like, well, I'll finish. So everybody came down, did their business, and went in. Then the most embarrassing part of all is that immediately the bus stared with me again. I stared at him. Like, what? I cannot even understand. It was so, so, so embarrassing. Anyway, we got back to school. I carried my school bag with my wet skirt and stared running home. My light to lie, guy. This moment was ingrained in my mind forever. I don't think I'm ever going to forget it. And moving onward, when I was in secondary school. So, I went to boarding school for my secondary school. And so, like, I did not know a lot of places at home. So once, my mom told me to dress up to go to the market with her. That I was going to wait for her in the place where they sell kerosene. And the place where they sold, and the place where they sold crazy that I knew before was different from what she was talking about, but I thought it was the same place. So now I got dressed, entered an Okada. She was coming behind me under Okada. I stopped at the place where I knew, and she stopped at the place where she was talking about. And they were far from each other. The places were really far from each other. So fast forward, I waited for like 10 minutes. I did not see her. I started going through the markets to check for her. I saw her coming halfway. You've seen the more furious look she had in her. Ah, God. It was. Anyway, long story short, she gave me a very dirty slap in the market. And I don't even know. This market people, instead of them to come to my rescue and be like, madam, and a small pickings, and just have mercy. These people did all this. They did not even do anything, and they were waiting for a fight. They saw her slap me, saw her shout at me. Oh, mama, Jesus. Well, as if I should just die, let the girl open and swallow me. Then one boy had a crush on them. He came to the back as we start to buy whatever, I don't know what it is. I saw him and my embarrassment tripled threefold, tenfold in fact. Anyway, she started walking and I was walking at her back. She would talk back, drag my ear, carry me along with her. Anyway, at the end of the whole thing, we bought the kerosene and left though, after the whole shouting. And then to the barber of the biggest embarrassment. So it was when I was in the university. So when I was in third year in the university, we had a course, a particular course. We need to do 40, okay, 40. But we had a particular course. And then the lecturer kept us in class from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the night, in the evening. And he didn't even give us a break or anything. Like, the class really, really vexed me. So I was coming back from the class with my friends, and I was ranting. I was ranting really badly. And then in my school, there's something they do that they call hostel masses. This is where they celebrate masses, like all these Catholic masses in front of different hostels. That particular day, I was coming back from class. They did a hostel mass in front of my hostel. I didn't even know. Anyway, so I was coming back. And then my hostel is really close to a bus stop. So I was coming back. I was ranting. I was very angry. I was hungry. And I was wearing my glasses, so I couldn't see where I was going. So there was a piece of iron just out from the ground, and I did not see it. So the next thing, I hit it and I fell face flat on the floor. And if I had fallen like sideways or somehow, it would have been a different thing. This one, I fell face flat, like pata pata with my face. People in the hostel bus could see me. People at the bus stop could see me. People they call me boss could see me. Guy. Then the worst thing, my stupid friends that I was working with, they still laughing. One even saw on the floor with me, I was laughing, like she legit saw that. I didn't know what to do. I just lay there for a few seconds. I stood up, there was a slab close by. I saw on the slab. I wanted to catch my breath before I started going back. Oh god. I was so embarrassed. Ah! So embarrassed, guys. Ah! Anyway, so apart from me, I went to do some digging. I asked some people questions about their most embarrassing moments. And I don't go lying. Their moments are so funny. So funny. Anyway, so I'm just going to go straight into their moments. So I asked the guy one of his most embarrassing moments. And this guy, he told me that his most embarrassing moment was when he entered the gutter because he was looking at someone's ass. Guy, he didn't even call it ass, he called it bombo. He was legit looking at someone's bombo as she was walking, and then he entered into gutter. That was really, really funny. Anyway, so I asked someone else, I asked the girl this time, and then for her most embarrassing moment, she told me that. So she was in class, they had a lecture, and then she was making noise. So the lecturer asked her a question, and she didn't know the answer. The man legit told her to stand up throughout the whole class. Oboba, if that me, I never thought I would do safe. Anyway, I think I've even been embarrassed. I think I've had a sort of embarrassing moment like that, Seth. So moving on, I asked another guy about his most embarrassing moment, and he had this to say. I think it was farting somewhere, thinking I was the only one, only for someone to come out from the toilet and look at me funny. This guy legit was farting. He thought he was the only one in the room, and then he knew that someone was in the toilet, and he was doing his business. So when he was done, someone came out from the toilet and was looking at him funny. I was like, so that is actually really funny. I wouldn't call it embarrassing, I'll call it funny, because that is a normal thing that everybody does now, but you know the mess. Then I asked another girl her most embarrassing moment. That time was very, 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 very funny and really embarrassing. So she said she was in class and she was sleeping while lectures were going on. This is still the boy, you're sleeping. So while she was sleeping, she then gave a very, very, really loud fart. She said that she was sleeping, but she knew that it was loud. Like, she could feel it from her sleep. That immediately she just did it. She just stylishly rose her head up, like, to check if anybody had seen. She just said there was a guy still by her side, and the guy was just giving her really, really funny looks. Like, what did you just do? It was really, really, that she did not even do it, that she just kept her head down because there was nothing she could do. Then the smell that came, ha! That she was like, she didn't even want to even see close to herself, like the smell was bad. And I was going to see the boy by her side too, because it was really, really embarrassing. She said up to now she cannot see the boy in his eyes. I don't know why. Anyway, so moving on, I asked another guy about his most embarrassing moment. He said that So his most embarrassing moment was at an office party. It was, I think, an end of the year party, and so they're playing jams after jam, songs that he liked, and he was dancing, vibing, and he was a little tipsy. So he was dancing. Then a particular song he liked came on, and he was dancing. His friends were signaling him to stop and come and meet them. He thought they were just trying to wait on his parade, and I kept on dancing. So when he was done dancing, he finally went to meet his friends, and he told him that his jeans had torn while he was dancing. Oga said that he didn't even know what to do, self, that he just laughed it off, but it was really embarrassing. So you know what he said anyways. Then another person I interviewed, a girl this time, she said that her most embarrassing moment was once when she went to primary school then, and she didn't wear underwear to go to class. And then they were having sports on the Thursday. She could remember the date clearly. So they're having sports day, they're doing sports, and then her sports wear short store. And her sports wear short store. And you know, primary school students or children, they can be so cruel. They just complete one song. She said they sang a song for her. She called it the patch patch song. It goes like this: patch patch, tear tear, oh boy, my patch make. She said everyone was singing. Oh my god, like, this song was very very funny. Like, ah, wow, woo. Anyway, so excellent person is most embarrassing moment, and then he said that one of his most embarrassing moments was walking all the way from boys' hostel to his class, like to lectures, with his zipper wide open. Ha! Wahoo! People have seen the things that they are not meant to see. Your buy price has just reduced. Okay, no, he's a boy, so. But if you're an idiot, your buy price has reduced. Anyways, so I want to give you guys another very, very embarrassing moment for me. So once I was in class, I was talking to a boy in class, and I'm a backbencher, and I just like sitting at the back. So this person I was talking to was listening to what the man was saying. I mean, that was talking, I was not listening. So the man that came to my front and now asked me a question. I was like, ah, Sam, yeah, I don't know the answer. This man legit looked at me and told me, oh girl, it is only gurus that sit at the back. If you don't know anything, go and sit that in the front. Stop staying at the back. Then he asked the person I was talking to, the person answered the question. I was like, well, like the lie. This is how people would, people are scum. In fact, not even only men, people are scum. Anyway, good to know that it's the course at the end of the semester. Just to show him that I'm a guru, I will just not pay attention. So guys, that's all for this episode. So I want to start a new, I don't know, like call it a new season. It's going to be about, I don't know, I'll call it detailed ramblings of Dera. So basically, I'm going to be rambling about different things, from the attractiveness of runs to variety, not being the spice of life, to different things. So it's going to be not more than maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So I'd really, really appreciate if you could listen. So thank you for listening. I love you. Okay, wait, I didn't even do my normal joke, Seth. Anyways, for my next episode, I'm going to do it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Bye-bye. I love you. Thank you for listening.